I'm sure we'll be talking about that more in the coming days. But right now, we have some stunning economic news out of China this morning, and it's not particularly good. The country's economy is slowing. It grew at a rate of 9% in the most recent quarter. That may not sound all that bad by Western standards, but it's the slowest growth rate in China in 5 years. And it's underscoring worries that the spreading financial crisis threatens the world's fastest growing economy. We go live to Shanghai now to BBC correspondent Quinton Somerville. Thanks for being with us, Quinton.
Hi there, Adora.
So tell us about this 9% growth.
Well, 9% might sound pretty good in America, but here in China, as you say, it's the lowest in 5 years. And actually, I'm standing in Shanghai on the historic Bund overlooking the Huangpu River. On the other side is Pudong, Shanghai's financial district, with the most incredible, outrageous skyscrapers you've ever seen. There are still skyscrapers being built over there, and the river is still full of ships, which are loaded with the raw materials which are powering this great economy. It still feels like an economy that's growing. But when I was down in the street earlier and speaking to ordinary Shanghainese people, they were telling me that they're feeling the pinch now. The stock market's down, house prices are down, and they know that many of the factories in China are seeing their export orders drying up. Half the toy factories in China closed in the last year, we heard from the government last week. So they really are beginning to feel the drop from, well, the economy was growing at 12% last year to 9% now. China hasn't escaped. It isn't immune from the global slowdown.
Quinton, it just seems rather sudden. 6 months ago, we were hearing about how China's growth was really driving the need for oil and impacting oil prices. Now, how do you explain this drop suddenly?
Well, the drop is because the American consumer, who placed all those orders in Chinese factories, just isn't ordering so much now. So those Chinese factories don't need to order so much oil, so much copper, so much iron ore and all the other things that went into television sets or DVD players and everything. And actually, the Chinese government saw this coming. Their great worry was that China's growth at 12%, and in fact, in some places in the country, 14 and 16%, wasn't sustainable. So they knew that the economy was going to have to slow down a bit. Now the problem, though, is making sure it doesn't slow down too much. Earlier last week, we saw that 7,000 toy workers down in the south lost their jobs overnight when the factory went bust. The government had to step in and pay them their wages because those workers didn't have any work. They were turning up outside the factory to protest. And if that starts happening across China, across China's industrial areas, then the government has trouble on its hands.
So how do you believe that this report is going to affect world markets?
Well, the big hope was that the Chinese consumer and consumers in the developing world would take over from the American consumer and the European consumer. China's middle class is strong. It's about 200 million strong now, and there are plenty of Ferraris and Porsches in Shanghai and in Beijing. But when you go out of these cities, this is still a country made up of peasant farmers and of migrant workers, and they have an income of about a 15th of Americans. So they aren't ready to take on the burden of the world economy when it comes to spending.
And so what do you expect the Chinese government may do given this news?
They're going to do what every other government does. There'll be interest rate cuts. They'll make it easier for businesses to borrow money, and they'll hope that that's enough to keep the economy powering along. The long-term hope is that China is less reliant on exports, that it doesn't have to rely on those American customers and those European customers, and actually that this economy grows and matures and becomes a continental economy, just like the United States and Europe. That's China's future, Chinese spenders rather than European and American spenders.
Quinton Somerville, thanks for joining us. Quinton Somerville is a BBC correspondent based in Shanghai, or at least he is now. Interesting news.
Well, the China is the global engine of the world economy, and we're talking about all these bailouts here. Who's going to finance them? The Chinese. And if their growth is dropping, it's something we all need to pay attention to.
That's a very interesting point.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.